The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. Have a party at your house without any fuss or furor. Have Art Linkletter's house party at your house and enjoy the good company of all its friendly visitors without any bother on your part. The folks who drop by on house party don't need to be entertained if you're busy. They'll just make themselves at home while you go right on with your daily routine. Without interrupting you, they'll make sure that you're in on all of their good cheer. So 5 days a week, have a good time with Art Linkletter's house party. Remember, House Party is on the air every Monday through Friday over most of these same stations.
Well, good morning, you two.
Good morning, Aunt Effie. I'm afraid we overslept.
Oh, good morning, Aunt Effie.
Well, I got up and got breakfast and got Betsy off to school.
Sorry,
Aunt. We had a lovely time together.
We stayed up late talking. I guess we forgot to set the alarm.
I think I'll just have tomorrow's juice and coffee.
Now, you eat a decent breakfast here. You want to be on your toes this morning. He kept stopping at the police station for questioning this morning.
The police station?
Oh, now, why did you mention
it? Why not? There's nothing to it. It isn't as though you were guilty, dear. You said it was probably just routine.
Well, yeah, sure, but
the police?
Yes.
No.
Mm-hmm. It's nothing, really. Well, might as well tell her, as long as I mentioned it. But you see, kind of
well, that's absolutely nothing, Aunt Effie. I worked late at the office last night, and I got home, and there was a phone call.
From this policeman that he knows, Joe something, and he said that the jewelry store had been robbed. Where's your target?
Well, this jewelry store on the second floor of my building.
And then this policeman just wanted to know if he'd seen anybody suspicious hanging around.
Yeah, well, I said, no, I didn't see
anybody.
But
this Joe something.
Joe McDermott.
Asked him to stop in at the police station.
Oh, well, they don't suspect you.
No, it's just... Well, you see, what happened last night?
When he left the office about 11:30, he ran and rang for the elevator, but the night watchman was asleep, apparently, so he had to walk down 6 flights of steps.
What happened was...
And he had to stop and tie his shoelace on the second floor, and when he put his foot up to tie it, he thought he dropped something. Yeah, but the hall was kind of dimly lit. Well, go on, Dave.
Yeah. What happened, I walked over toward the window on the second floor.
His watch had stopped, and he was checking it by the clock on the First National Bank out the window, and that's when he tied his shoelace. Well, go on, Dave.
What happened was...
You see, actually... But
look, you want to tell this?
Yes,
I don't. Thank you. Well, I apparently dropped one of my brown pigskin gloves.
Oh, doesn't that make you mad to lose one glove? I remember I lost this perfectly lovely kid glove mask.
Oh,
yeah, yeah. Well, the point is, it's kind of ironical when you think about it. But when we listened to the late news, it seems that the police found a brown pigskin glove on the second floor. Probably the one I lost, you know? But the police seem to think it belonged to the burglar. And...
You see, where he dropped it, it must be right by the jewelry store door there.
Mm-hmm.
On the second floor?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, it's all silly mix-up.
Silly?
Because I didn't rob the jewelry store.
Now, I can tell you. I hope not.
Look,
I'll ask you. What a thing to say, your own nephew.
Look, do I look like a criminal?
That is what your cousin Harry said after he robbed the bank.
Robbed the bank?
Robbed the bank? I got a cousin who robbed a bank?
Yes.
Oh, your mother's going to be just sick about this.
Wait a minute. I got a cousin who robbed a bank. I can't believe it. I did not rob a jewelry store.
Well, dear, I know you didn't, but...
What's she talking about?
What will the police think? They hear about your cousin. I mean, will they think it runs in the family?
I don't know. I'll get me some coffee, will you?
No one likes to be called a fool. Yet that's a charge we must all face unless we unite to do battle against one of the nation's major health enemies, heart disease. The fight against heart disease is well underway already. Your support of the Heart Fund in past years has enabled medical researchers to isolate important facts about the causes and treatment of heart disease. In many ways, lives that were once threatened by heart disease can now be prolonged. But unless research is continued, unless more people are made aware of the facts about heart disease, unless new and more equipment can be built to treat patients, until the day when heart disease can be stopped in its tracks, the battle won't be won. Don't put it off. Send your contribution to HEART, HEART, care of your local post office today. Remember, with every gift to the Heart Fund, the chances for winning out over heart disease grow better. But each day a contribution is delayed, lives may be lost. Note the address. It's Hart, H-E-A-R-T, care of your local post office. Send your contribution today.
Please, calm down.
Now, how does it happen that I got a cousin who robbed a bank and I never heard about it?
Well, we certainly tried to keep it in the family. In fact, we all agreed not to talk about it at all.
Well, to begin with, who is Cousin Harry?
No, I'm glad to say he's not a blood relation. He married into the family. You know, Lydia's husband.
Oh, that Harry. Oh, he's such a quiet, nice kind of guy. He robbed a bank?
Yes. It was some years ago in Plainview, where they still live.
Well, Aunt Effie, how much did he take?
Well, as we've always said, the only nice thing about it was that he only took pennies.
Pennies? Hmm. Pennies? How many?
Well, I guess he's taken around $200 over a period of years for the time they caught him.
What, do you mean that's all he took, $200 in pennies?
Well, stealing is stealing.
Oh, yeah, I understand. I didn't mean that. I just assumed that it was thousands. Thousands, that's all. You know,
well, Aunt Effie, why did he just take pennies?
Well, that was a strange thing about it. We never really knew, but it seems he liked to collect bright, new, shiny pennies.
Yeah, that's some hobby.
Well, but the trouble is he didn't really collect them. He gave them away to the children as he walked home to buy candy and things, you know.
You mean stole them and gave them away?
Well, it would seem so. The children, of course, all loved him, so did everybody else. Nobody ever suspected Harry at all. I guess he never thought pennies would be missed, and somebody who came to check the books one time.
Well, did he go to jail?
Oh, no. No, we all felt so badly, including Mr. Wentworth, who was president of the bank. So instead of Harry paid back the money, which he did, well, we'd all try to forget the whole thing.
Uh-huh.
But it was a shock to everybody.
My goodness, if they're still in the same town and everybody knew it, how did Harry ever get a job doing something else?
Oh, he's still in the bank.
What, you mean he kept his job?
Well, not the same one. He was a cashier, but they put him in safety deposit boxes. That takes two keys, you know.
Oh, boy. But how long ago was all this?
Well, it must be 32 years now, I guess. Yes. It was the year I put up 87 quarts of tomatoes, and they all spoiled.
All of them?
All of them.
Oh, my. I suppose so.
I think what happened...
Oh, well, never mind that now. Be safe. What I want to know is, Harry doesn't have a police record, does he?
I don't know. The sheriff knew about it, but Mr. Wentworth at the bank didn't want a lot of trouble, you know. So they sort of hushed it up, but everybody knew.
Uh-huh. Mm. Darling, it was so long ago, I don't think we need to worry the police will dig up anything.
I don't think he should tell the police it's his glove they found.
Oh, of course I gotta tell him. Yeah. I mean, if it is mine.
Well, maybe, Aunt Effie's right. Don't say it is or it isn't. Just don't mention it.
Then if they find out it is mine and I've denied it, then I'd really be in a jam.
It seems to me that the police have a lot of nerve getting perfectly respectable citizens all upset by questioning.
No, it's just routine, that's all. Look, I'm not worried.
Not worried? Your hands are shaking. Look at your forehead. It's just wet.
Oh, just, well, let me think, please. Now, let me think. And here I am, absolutely innocent.
Oh, mm-hmm.
And I better get down.
Well, you eat some breakfast first. Now, you haven't touched a thing. Please, dear, you know you get sick feeling if you don't eat.
Now, well, I want you to know this. I have $1,275.64 in savings. If you need a good lawyer, you can have that money.
Oh, I know. That's well, very sweet of you.
Well, eat some breakfast now. Eat some breakfast. Brain food. You want to be alert from your questions.
Yes, sir.
Now, excuse me. I have something to do.
Oh, isn't that sweet of her? You know that we're all going to stand by, dear.
Stand by? Look, I'll get me some more coffee, will you, while I think.
Here. Let me help you with your coat, darling. You got the wrong sleeve, right?
Oh, yes, thank you.
Okay,
thank you.
Don't be nervous.
No, I'm okay. After all, I know most of the guys at the police station. I mean, they know that I wouldn't do anything.
Oh, sure. Got the coat buttoned wrong, dear.
Oh, you don't need to worry. I've just been on the phone upstairs in your room.
Oh. Yeah, Buddy. On the phone? To who?
I call Buddy.
Buddy?
Yes, and I talked to him. Well, he remembered me right away.
Buddy who?
Well, his governor now. You know, my goodness, I've seen him in years. I told him how proud we all were of him.
Governor?
Yes. I told him, really, Buddy, we never thought you'd amount to a row of pins. Oh, what a naughty little boy he was.
What governor?
Of the state.
You called the governor?
Yes. He told me to come and see. But he lived kitty corner from us in the old guest house. Oh, my, I used to give him cookies.
You called the governor? Well, what about?
I told him. I said I thought the police were...
Well, you didn't mention anything about this.
No, I didn't tell him really anything. I didn't mention your name, except to say I was dissing you. But I said I thought the police of this town were mighty high-handed.
But, Aunt Effie...
I said I thought there was a lot of hanky-pank going on. Why should honest citizens be subjected to the third degree?
Third degree?
I just didn't want you to worry. Buddy, I know if anything happens, we'll be right in back of us all the way.
Well, that's very sweet of you, Aunt Effie. Now, here, pull your stuff together and get down to the police station.
Yeah. Calling the governor.
Well, my goodness, they even bad when he was 3 years old.
Uh-huh. Goodbye, dear. Good luck.
Oh, you're so glad I called.
Oh,
he said, I'll do anything for you, Tomsy. He always called me Tomsy.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
I told him his old apple tree was still there.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What is it that makes you laugh? It's more than just the things a man says. Take Robert Q. Lewis, for instance. It's that dry, quizzical way that he says what he says that makes you enjoy his words and brings laughter. Then there are Amos and Andy. They've been mangling the English language for years, yet each evening there's new, unexpected mayhem that comes as a delightful surprise. And then there's a young fellow who's winning a lot of new fans. He's not strictly a comedian. He's a good-natured, easygoing chap who's nice to have around. His name is Rusty Draper, and listening to him talk or sing in that cheerful drawl of his is like joining in on a fine front porch get-together for some chuckles and some singing. Want to have all these friendly people pop in for a visit with you? The CBS Radio Network brings them to most of these stations every Monday through Friday evening. Robert Q., Amos and Andy, and Rusty Draper will be right here, all set to entertain you.
Oh, hi, Joe. You asked me to stop in this morning?
Oh, sorry, I forgot. No, we're really going crazy around here right now.
Well, I told you just about all I know about the robbery, Joe. I didn't see anybody suspicious hanging around the building.
Oh, yeah, the robbery, yeah. Well, we picked up that guy early this morning.
You did? Oh, well, that's wonderful.
Okay, by the way, I think this is your glove, isn't it?
Huh? Oh, yeah. Yes, I dropped it when I, I had to walk downstairs. How'd you know it was mine?
What's got your name in it?
Oh.
Well, listen, actually, what I wanted to talk to you about was the Kiwanis Spring Review. You know, we're the boys in charge of the entertainment, you and me.
Oh, yes, sure. The Kiwanis Spring Review.
Yeah, well, I thought we ought to start making plans, but look, I just haven't got time to talk about it right now. Can I meet you later, maybe at your house or something?
Oh, sure.
Well, I'm sorry to make a stop in for nothing.
Oh, that's all right.
We're so busy. You know, the governor called this morning. Yeah, he called the chief, sort of hinted about a possible investigation of the police department.
Oh,
it's crazy. We got the cleanest department in the country.
Yeah.
Now, what got into the governor to call us?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Of course, nobody's worried. You know, we've just got to get the place in shape, in case, As I say, nobody's worried. Not really, but even when you're innocent, you wonder if maybe you've slipped up somewhere,
Oh, boy, do I know.
Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch, stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce with Margaret Hamilton and Joe Silver, and is produced by Walter Hart. This is Roger Foster inviting you to listen again tomorrow to The Couple Next Door. ¶¶